When Seymour returned to the boardwalk, Jack Keller was standing in the middle of the street, as promised. The morning sun cast a dark shadow behind him. The news of the impending gunfight traveled swiftly. The boardwalks were crowded with people out to watch. Seymour saw the avid expressions on their faces and felt a little sick. They were eager to see his blood spilled in the street, eager to see him die.
Well, dude, you came back out. I didn't figure you would. And you really do have a gun.
I told you I did.
Keller lifted his left hand and made a lazy gesture.
Come on, then. Let's get this over with.
Seymour stepped into the street. His legs began to shake so bad he wasn't sure if he could walk all the way out there. He willed his muscles to work and took one step, then two. Pierre Delacroix came hurrying from the direction of the Black Bull. The saloon probably never closed. He caught up to Seymour when Seymour was only a few steps from the boardwalk and gripped his arm.
Are you sure you want to do this, mon ami?
Hey, let him alone, Frenchie. He's a full-grown man. He can make up his own mind when he wants to die.
It's just Standish. No one will think less of you if you abandon this mad idea.
Seymour looked over at him.
We both know that's not true, Mr. Delacroix.
But look at yourself. You are shaking so much you can barely hold that pistol. How in the world are you going to shoot it out with an experienced gunman like Keller?
I'll manage somehow.
Or die.
Seymour managed to smile slightly and raise his shoulders in a little shrug.
Get out of the street, Frenchie, or you'll be next.
Delacroix could only shake his head and step back.
God be with you, mon ami.
Seymour resumed his unsteady march toward the center of the street. The gun seemed to weigh more with every step, so that by the time he reached the place where he was going and turned to face Keller, the weapon dragged him to the side. His knees shook, and his mouth was dry, and his pulse hammered in his ears like the pounding of distant drums. Bitterness filled his throat. He worried he would be sick right here in front of everyone who came out to watch the gunfight. Not that he would have to endure the embarrassment for long if it did happen, he reminded himself. Once he was dead, he would be past any shame.
Seymour, you're shaking so hard you look like a little breeze would knock you right over. You sure you want to go through with this? You can still lick my boots instead if you want.
I'm here. Let's get on with it.
Keller laced his fingers together, cracked his knuckles, and stretched. His stance was full of contempt.
Well, if you're sure.
Suddenly, one of his friends called out to him from the boardwalk.
Hey, Jack, wait a minute.
The hell is it, Dugan?
I was just thinking. You can see how scared this fella is.
So?
There's a story about him in the paper this morning. I seen the headline. It says he's the most cowardly man in the West.
Yeah, what about it?
You faced down some hombres who were pretty good with their guns.
Damn right I have. Killed six men, every one of them in a fair fight.
What do you think he's gonna do to your rep when folks hear that you gunned down this?
Keller frowned as he considered what his friend said.
You might have a point there, Dugan.
You heard what Cole Halliday said about him yesterday. The likes of him ain't worth wasting a bullet on. It really would be just like shooting a dog.
Keller lifted his left hand and rasped his fingers over his beard stubble jaw.
Yeah, folks might start calling me the man who shot Seymour the Lily Liver. I ain't sure I'd want that.
I know I wouldn't.
Seymour watched and listened to the exchange with a mixture of fear, amazement, and growing anger.
Are you saying that now you don't want to fight me?
Yeah, I reckon that's right. I'm gonna let you live, Seymour.
But...
Get out of here while you got the chance.
You mean you're backing down?
Keller's face hardened again, and for a second, Seymour thought he had just made the worst mistake of his life.
No, you sack of shit. I mean no self-respecting gunfighter wants to get tarred with the brush of killing the biggest coward in the West. Hell, if I shot you, I'd be a laughingstock from one end of Texas to the other.
Shaking his head, Keller turned away with a dismissive wave. He rejoined his friends and headed for the Black Bull. Seymour was left standing alone in the middle of the street, gun in hand. No one was laughing at him now. No one even paid any attention to him, because he was no longer even worthy of scorn. Seymour didn't think things could possibly get any worse than they were at that moment. He was wrong. As he looked around, the people who gathered to watch him die turned their heads. They didn't want to look at him, didn't want to even acknowledge his existence. Despite that, he felt eyes watching him. As he slowly turned his gaze toward the school at the end of the street, his blood turned cold and sluggish in his veins. Maggie Orion stood there just outside the door of the school, staring at him. She witnessed his shame. She saw the gunman called Keller turn and walk away, totally dismissing Seymour from consideration. At that moment, Seymour wished he could melt into the nothingness. He would have rather died under Keller's gun than have Maggie see what happened. He wasn't sure why that was so important to him, but it was.
Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind.